So we have Valerie Millwood. She's an oncology nurse navigator over at PMC. And Valerie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Hi, Valerie.
Hello.
We're talking recently about the sun issues. In fact, I think the NASA is going to talk about sending a probe in there to get more data on the sun. Mm-hmm. And what we've collected so far, we know that we have to protect ourselves. What kind of sunscreens do we need nowadays? Is it worse than it's been?
Honestly, sunscreen should just be something that you add to your regimen to protect yourself from the sun.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So you should use clothing. You should use shade.
Okay.
Sunscreen should not be an excuse to sunbathe
okay.
or be out in the sun. So all the sunscreens are pretty much the same. You know, you can get them up to 70.
Does that really does it matter?
Not really.
Okay.
Once you get over about 30, it's about all the same. You definitely should wear sunscreen. You should wear it daily. You should put it on your face. It'd be mm-hmm. part of your morning routine.
Mm, okay.
But like I said, you should try to avoid outside work, being out in the sun during those peak hours between like 11 and 4. If you're going to be out there, try to find some shade, try to wear long sleeves, a hat, something to protect yourself from the sun.
And let's talk about the numbers, because there's always confusion about the numbers. Walk us through when we see sunscreen and it's got 15 or 30 or 45. What does that number mean? And again, what numbers should we really pay a close attention to?
I think you should always go with a 30.
Okay.
That should be your minimum. I think the lower numbers just obviously give you less protection from those UV rays,
mm-hmm.
And lessen the time that they're going to be effective. People that want to tan, per se, like to use those lower numbers, mm-hmm. but they're really not going to give you that protection. 30 is a great number to stick with.
Should we have any concerns about our youth when we were out in the sun just all mm-hmm. the time, you know, like just burning and peeling and burning mm-hmm. and peeling? And does that come back to haunt us later in life?
It does, and it takes about 7 years for sun damage to show up on the skin.
Oh, man.
So I'm okay from what I've done when I was 10?
Well, not necessarily.
I should get it checked.
You should check your skin with every season change. So look for any new moles, look for any freckles that have changed, anything different. Check your family members, have people, you know, every season look at your back, the places that you can't see, and look for any differences.
That's very smart. Yeah, my granddad's part of that generation that they did not stress sunscreen. Mm-hmm. He didn't wear too many hats, and he had a little bit of skin cancer at the tip of his ears and everything along those lines. And when we put it on in our family, we douse it, we say,
right.
from head to toe. But we don't wear 30. We usually wear 15.
Mm-hmm.
So we should probably up it to 30, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because what's the number mean? How long you can stay outside?
Well, it just is the number of the UV rays.
Okay.
Okay.
How much of that you're soaking in.
Okay.
And, you know, we're at a catch-22 because our vitamin D levels are lower
mm-hmm.
in today's day and age because we're spending more time inside, and vitamin D is very important.
Mm-hmm.
So it is important to be outside, but you can absorb that vitamin D without the direct sunlight just being outside.
Can it be through glass or on any kind of barrier? I mean, can
sure,
get that vitamin D through
you
that?
Can, but it not as mm-hmm. good as you can being outside.
Yeah, I've got sun before driving down to Florida before.
Sure.
I remember on spring break, and we had the windows down, and literally, it's exactly that almost
arm.
Like farmer's tan
mm-hmm.
on that.
My left
lines.
Side of my face is more red than the other side.
That's
Which
it.
Why that's it's important to do the sunscreen first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
But like I said, even if you're dousing with the mm-hmm. sunscreen, you know, you need to do that about 45 minutes before you're going to go outside.
Okay.
Okay.
All
and
right.
then anytime you swim, start to sweat, anything like that, it's going to come off. You need to reapply.
Reapply. Okay.
But there again, don't use it as an excuse to get, you know, direct sunlight for hours and hours.
What would you recommend if folks do want to get some tan? What's the safest way? What would you recommend?
I would not recommend.
Oh, at all? Okay. All right. Well,
she likes porcelain skin.
One of my questions right there. Okay. Well, that's good. I mean, that's.
Well, they're self-tanners now.
Self-tanners.
Yes.
They're better.
Yes. That's
Absolutely.
Very true. Yeah.
Get a spray tan.
Okay.
Something like that.
All right.
But
okay.
Stay out of the tanning bed for sure.
Okay.
Can you describe what we might find on our skin mm-hmm. if we do have any kind of skin cancer threats?
Absolutely. So you want to look for things that have irregular borders.
Okay.
Like a mole with an irregular border.
A mole with an irregular border. Different colors. They may bleed.
Mm.
If you have, you know, you've had a mole, it's looked the same. All of a sudden, it's changing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's becoming raised, that kind of thing. So you want to just watch for changes. Any changes that maybe change rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
that kind of thing. You want to be seen.
Okay.
And we talk about sunscreen now, but you, like you said, year round, right? Like,
yes.
You need to really worry about this in December and January as just as much.
I think you should wear sunscreen on your, you know, face year round if you're going to be outside.
Sure, yeah.
For sure.
There's a lot of makeup choices that include the
sunscreen. Sure.
That's fantastic, too. So what kind of team do you work with as an oncology nurse? You do have, I'm sure, a whole team of nurses that do the same thing.
I'm the only one at Piedmont.
Look at you. You're that's fantastic.
So
leading the charge.
That's it.
I do work with a team, you know, oncology staff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the only navigator, and so I primarily see breast cancer patients, but I do typically see any patients with cancer if I'm consulted by their physician. But with breast cancer patients, I see them on the day of diagnosis, sit with them, they get their diagnosis, we talk about what that means, we do some education, I set them up with an appointment for a doctor that day to be seen fairly soon, and then I'm with them throughout their journey. So.
Wow.
Treatment, survivorship, and that kind of thing.
Boy, the highs and lows of your job, I can imagine. That first,
absolutely.
Hearing that first words, mm-hmm. right? You have cancer and the reaction, and you've just had to teach yourself, educate yourself on how to respond to them.
Yeah. You know, everybody responds differently.
Yes, absolutely.
And I just really try to be there for them and what they need, you know, if they're tearful, if they're in shock and that kind of thing, and go from there and just support them. Mm-hmm. It's all about emotional support. How can I help you? What do you need? And then education, because knowledge is power, especially when it comes to breast cancer. You know, we see many cases every week here in Rock Hill. It's really an epidemic. And so I think the more they know, the better they feel about it.
The research that's come out recently has really moved us forward as
Absolutely.
Far as cure and remission. And I can you give any kind of percentage of, like, what kind of remission are we seeing in cures?
I don't really have any percentages for you, but I can tell you that ductal carcinoma is the most common type of breast cancer, and that's what we see typically.
Mm-hmm.
But what that tells us is we know how to treat it, and we know how to treat it well and successfully. And so most of my patients come out the other side of this disease doing well.
Okay.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
If we have melanoma symptoms, can that lead to other kinds of cancers?
Melanoma would not typically lead to you can have melanoma spread to other parts of the body.
Okay.
For instance, you can have metastatic melanoma to the brain.
Mm.
So you can have brain cancer, but it's actually the melanoma that has spread. So yes, it's very serious. That's why it's very important to protect yourself, try to prevent it. And if you notice anything, you know, see your doctor.
Are there screenings that we can go to as far as, like, you know, you can get your blood pressure checked at the CVS, but I mean, is there a place that do we come to the hospital or check with our doctor of having our skin checked for us?
Typically, dermatologists will do full body skin check for you once a year.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like a physical that you would see your primary care doctor for, and I would certainly encourage you, especially if you're fair skinned, light hair, more prone to freckles, you're at higher risk for melanoma. And melanoma is the leading cause of cancer in young women. So especially if you're in that 19 to late 20s, it's very important.
Is that because of tanning, you think?
I think
you believe
so.
Yeah.
And our atmosphere's changed a little bit.
Correct.
Too.
Yeah,
that's
very true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Melanoma has increased over 2,000% in the last 100 years. Yeah.
That makes you rethink having a little color. You know, it really,
it really
does.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, is it worth it?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Because like I said, what you're doing to your skin today won't show up for about 7 years. So.
Unbelievable.
And start now. Especially
now.
Our kids. Like,
absolutely.
That's it. We put our 5-year-old, they're going to Care Wins today, and we just put, you know, all so much sunscreen as we can on them and just reapply and reapply.
And try those long sleeve. You know, they have the wicking, cooling shirts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I see
idea.
Kids at the pool that have the shirt thing over them.
Great idea. And the little hats. And
you were talking about you were talking about the back of your ears. Your father had there and like the back of your calves. Like you sort of forget those spots.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they just basically cut that out, don't they?
They cut that out. Yeah. And, you know, there's 4 stages of melanoma, like with any cancer, and the most common treatment is excision, so you have that surgically removed.
Okay.
But depending on where, you know, what stage we find the melanoma, if it's already spread to the lymph nodes or things like that, depends on treatment. You could be looking at chemotherapy, radiation therapy, that kind of thing.
Well, this is fantastic information.
Absolutely.
That we really need
yes.
to keep be very diligent about our skin and our children's skin and get our checks. And, of course, we can always go to the website and find out more.
Sure.
PiedmontMedicalCenter.com, and you can search. It's all right. It's like, you know, you're more of a nurse.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't do IT.
Yeah, we don't.
I'm not IT.
That's all right. You need to focus on what you do best, right?
I can turn the computer on. Like,
I can mouse around.
There exactly. you go. Oh, my gosh. Well, we're so lucky. Piedmont has so many different programs and just talented folks like Valerie over there that have helped so many folks. Our little one was delivered there at Piedmont, so
Fantastic.
We're excited to have them in our community.
Thank you so much, Valerie.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Valerie Millwood from Piedmont Medical Center and oncology nurse
navigator.
Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.